chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hit. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. And a path not taken. A choice is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awaken to a brand new life.
Tonight for the charity dinner. Why aren't you dressed?
I decided not to go.
Why didn't you tell me?
I decided not to tell you.
I paid $50 for your ticket.
I sold it for $100. You'll be dining with Ed Strohmeyer of New Haven.
How did you get him to pay $100 for the ticket?
I told him you were loose.
Meister is home.
What is it with you? You have spent every spare minute on the golf course lately.
Mona, there's nothing like it. You swing a little stick and try to hit a little ball and make it go into a little hole, and then you do a little cursing when that little sucker doesn't go in. God, what a great sport. Well, good night.
Good night? It's only 8:30.
I know, but you know, I tee off at the crack of dawn, and that means I have to be up about an hour before the crack.
Why don't you play golf at a decent hour?
Angela, it's a public golf course. You know what I mean? Public. That means first come, first serve. And I don't want to get stuck behind the Tannenbaum sisters. Muriel keeps trying to get me in a sand trap.
Well, Ed Strohmeyer of New Haven, you better be cute.
Tony, what are you doing?
I'm giving Tony something he's wanted for a long time.
May I watch?
He's sleeping so peacefully. Tony, wake up.
What? Why, what?
Tony, I have something for you.
I don't want it.
That sounds all too familiar, doesn't it, dear?
Here.
Good. Oh. A membership to the Long Ridge Country Club. That's nice, Angela.
Tony? It has a world-class golf course.
Angela, I love you.
I knew this was a good seat.
Oh, Angela.
Tony, see, now you don't have to get up at the crack of dawn to play at the public course.
Angela, this is a very exclusive club.
Yeah, when I saw that it was first prize at the raffle tonight, I bought 30 tickets just for you.
Oh, Angela, thank you so much. I'm so happy. I'm going to be hobnobbing with the elite and the wealthy there. You know, doctors, lawyers, Jaguar mechanics.
You are moving up in the world. You no longer have to play with Dave the barber and Ray the butcher.
Oh, yeah. Gee, I didn't think of that. I mean, we did have some fun.
Tony, you can invite them to the club to play with you.
Are you kidding? I don't want them slugs embarrassing me. Oh, wow. Oh, baby.
Oh, good, you're finally here.
Yeah.
Okay, soaps, towels, colognes, hair dryers, combs. But first, let's clean the sinks.
Wait, clean the sinks? Is this the way you treat all new members?
New member? I'm so sorry. You see, I'm waiting for my assistant to show, and I thought...
No. You didn't think.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I love bullying the help. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding, guy. I'm just role-playing. Hey.
Oh, I get it. You're the guy who won the raffle.
That's me.
And I am here to play golf, so could you show me my locker, please?
Okay, here we are.
Oh, wait a minute. Minnelli? No, it's not Minnelli, it's Miscelli.
Minnelli, Miscelli, what's the difference? You got in for free. I'll have that fixed for you, sir.
Thank you. Oh, hi, Tony Miscelli, new member. Nice to meet you.
The guy that won the raffle, right?
Yeah, well, there goes the country club.
No. Welcome aboard. Sidney Caldwell.
Oh, well, pleasure to meet you, Sidney. Maybe we can play sometime, huh?
Yeah, right.
So far, the sink guy's the high point.
Hi. You're new here, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm the raffle guy.
Minnelli. Are you any relation to...
Yeah, I'm Judy's other kid. it's Miscelli, Tony, that's a misprint.
Lowell Michaels, welcome to the club.
Oh, well, thanks, Lowell, thank you. Hey, Lowell, wow. That's some set of golf clubs. You must be some serious golfer, huh?
Well, let me put it this way. When I die, I want my ashes put in a golf bag.
That's serious.
You play much?
I just started playing again. But I worked myself back to a 10 handicap.
I'm impressed.
Well, speaking of impressed, I can't believe I'm here. You know, when I was a kid, I used to have to jump the fence to get into the country club.
Me too.
No.
Yeah, we were so poor, I used to collect lost golf balls.
Me too.
No.
Yeah, I used to sell them back to the pro shop for 25 cents a dozen. You too?
Actually, I sold them right back to the players. Cut out the middleman and made a buck a dozen. That's how I started in the sporting goods business.
Me too.
Really?
No, but we were on such a good roll that I...
Hey, Lowell. Where's Jim?
I don't know. I think it's just going to be the three of us.
Well, we got a fourth right here. Right, Tony?
Oh, well, shucks, guys. I don't know. You know, I'm new around here. I don't want to impose, and you guys have probably been playing together for years. Can I drive the cart? Does Sid usually drive?
Good.
I'm hungry. When's dinner gonna be ready?
Jonathan, your whining is making my teeth itch.
You're stirring too much. Is it done yet?
Yes, it is done.
Oh, you can't tell like that. You have to throw it against a dull surface to see if it sticks. Angela, Mona, dinner's ready.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho. Hey. How's the old duffer?
Oh, the old duffer. The old duffer is a happy duffer. He's a grateful duffer. And you know why? Because he's got the most thoughtful boss in the whole wide world.
Oh, Tony. You're right. How's the first day at the club?
Oh, Angela, I played my best golf of my whole life, and I made a new friend.
Oh, is he in your grade? Is his desk next to yours?
No, but his locker is. And guess what, Angela? He invited me to be his partner in the Founders Tournament this Sunday. This will be the first trophy I don't have to chip in for myself.
Tony, tell me about your new buddy. What's his name?
His name is Lowell Michaels.
Lowell Michaels?
Yeah.
A handsome, distinguished man?
Uh-huh. What, you know him?
No, but I want to.
Me first.
Tony, he owns the biggest sporting goods company in the country.
The biggest? Sheesh. And to think it all started with stolen golf balls.
Well, he's looking for a new advertising agency. Everyone in town is after him, including me. Boy, if I could get the inside track on that account, I'd like to wish you both good luck in the tournament.
Oh, gee, Angela, you know, I'd introduce you, but I barely know myself.
Tony, don't give it a second thought. I was just thinking out loud.
Okay, Angela. Well, I think I'll go upstairs and practice my putts. Cut out the middleman. I could have been a conglomerate. Jack Nicklaus and Lee Trevino are already in the clubhouse awaiting the outcome of Miscelli's game. If Miscelli sinks this putt, he will win $250,000 and a trophy he does not have to chip in for. Oh, wow. Ah, well, who needs $250,000 anyway? I just blow it on plaid pants.
Hi there.
Well, welcome to Augusta.
So wasn't it wonderful of Angela to give you that membership?
Oh, Mona, she's the best.
So have you thought about how you're going to thank her?
Oh, yeah, well, I was thinking about getting her some flowers.
Oh, flowers are nice, but they die. So why not give her the gift that keeps on giving, like a $40 million account?
Come on, Mona. I just met Lowell. I don't want him to think I'm taking advantage of him.
Tony, it's done all the time. How do you think Sears met Roebuck? Baskin met Robbins? Abbott and Costello met Frankenstein?
Oh, Mona, what, on a golf course?
Tony, look, Angela is too proud to say anything, but lately business has been going, how shall I say,
really, Mona? I didn't know that.
Well, let me put it this way, Tony. If things don't get better soon, there may not be a Christmas.
Well, gee, I had no idea it was that bad. I mean, I'd love to help Angela, but I just met Lowell. I don't want him to think I'm trying to move in on him so fast. I mean, and besides, you know, he was the only guy at that club that put himself out for me. And another thing, he is a friend.
Oh? And Angela isn't your friend?
Whoa. That was the worst round I've had in 2 years.
That was the worst round I had in 2 years.
So between the two of us, that's the worst round we've had in 4 years.
You know, Lowell, we know it's not whether you win or lose, but how you play the game, but gosh, I hate to lose.
I hate losing worse.
Well, you're right. You're a worse loser than me.
Hey, guys, collection time.
Hey, A-plus game, fellas.
Yeah, heck of a round there, yeah. Peter, heck of a round. Hey, by the way, Peter, you know, you have a really sweet swing. What is your secret?
I inherited $20 million and have nothing to do with my time but practice.
I should have done that.
Tomorrow, same time, same tee, same humiliation.
I wouldn't miss it for the world, huh? All right, we'll get him tomorrow.
Right.
Okay. Lowell, I have something that I, maybe, you know, sort of want to ask you.
Yeah, what's up?
See, I have this friend, and she's a good friend of mine.
Excuse me, Mr. Michaels? Yeah, my name is Wally Malone. My company handles a wide variety of accounting software for large corporations.
Mr. Malone, call me at my office, huh? See, this is my recreation time, and I make it a point never to mix business and pleasure.
All right. But I figured as long as we were both here, we might have a shot at
it. Look, can I make it clearer? I don't do business at the club.
Sorry?
Now, what is it you wanted to ask me, Tony?
Oh, no. Nothing. Never mind, Lowell.
And Angela isn't your friend?
Lowell. Look, I feel funny doing this, but you see, I have this friend, Angela Bauer, and she owns the Bauer Agency, and I'm not being biased here, but she's the best advertising executive on the block. So what I was thinking is maybe I could put a meeting together between you and you don't like to talk business at the club.
Getting your friend this meeting really means a lot to you, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, well, it does.
Let's do it. Tuesday, 2:30.
You mean it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, you are the great.
You are right, man.
Hey, now, look, about the tournament. You know, I was thinking, I think I'll get some new shoes, you know, because all the guys, they have the ones with the tassels. You know, I like those, the way the tassels. What?
Time. You just heard me say that I never like to mix business and pleasure, right?
Uh-huh.
And you and I just did business.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's keep it purely on that basis.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I feel more comfortable with another partner for the tournament.
Oh, but wait a minute, Lowell.
Gotta go.
Well, it's the golf, my
Meister.
Hi.
What's the matter? You nervous about the tourney tomorrow?
There is no tourney tomorrow. I did something I knew I shouldn't have.
You told that stupid joke about the pig with a wooden leg?
No, Mona, worse than that. I listened to you.
No, the pig joke is worse. Mother, what did you do?
She convinced me to talk to Lowell about getting you that meeting, which I did. He said Tuesday at 2:30.
He did?
Noel, Noel.
And then he said he didn't want me to be his partner in the tournament.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so now I got no friend. I got no tournament. I'm a man without a country club.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Hey, there's plenty of other guys I could hang out with, you know? I think I'll go see if Jonathan wants to do something.
He's out with a friend.
Oh. Well, Samantha?
Oh, she's out, too.
Oh. Well, then I guess it's just me and my MTV.
Didn't have the heart to tell him the cable was out.
Hey, look, Lowell, I didn't sleep much last night. I just want to tell you that I'm sorry I crossed over the line yesterday.
Oh, it's okay.
I mean, you were the only guy who was nice to me in a place where I felt so out of place, you know.
That's enough, Tony.
And I didn't give you half the respect you were giving me, you know.
Damn! Why do you have to be such a nice guy?
Well, I can't help it. I'm just lovable.
I wasn't honest with you. I dropped you because Peter's a better golfer, and I wanted to win the tournament. I just used that business about business and pleasure to weasel out of it.
Well, that's great.
What's great?
You're a bigger creep than me.
Excuse me.
Wait a minute. Aren't you Ed Strohmeyer's chick?
Ed? Oh, Ed, from the charity dinner. No, actually, we're just good friends.
That's right. Say, you're the one who gave Tony Maselli the membership. So then you're his babe.
Not exactly. I'm here to speak to Lowell Michaels.
Boy, do you get around. Any chance for me?
One in a bazillion.
Great! I thought I had no chance.
Would you get Lowell Michaels? I really need to speak to him.
Sure. Boy, that was a lousy thing he did to your friend Tony, dropping him for that other guy.
Dropping him for what?
Well, I heard that Lowell really wants to...
So the farmer says, when a pig's that good, you don't want to eat him all at once. That joke works every time.
Lowell Michaels, I have a bone to pick with you.
Angela, what are you doing in here?
Sparing you further humiliation, Tony.
Oh, and what a fine job you're doing, Angela. She's a building inspector.
Did you or did you not dump Tony for another man?
If you mean Peter, yes.
Angela, please!
Tony, he didn't dump you because you talk business. He used it as an excuse to get a better golf partner.
Angela!
Tony, please. You don't care about my friend. You only care about yourself. Well, you know something, pal? I don't care about you or your $40 million account. In fact, I wouldn't take it if you got down on your knees and begged. How do you like them apples?
Angela, Lowell told me why he dropped me. He apologized, and I'm okay with it.
So Tuesday, 2:30, still good?
I wouldn't dare say no.
I'm such a fool. I can't believe what I just did.
Angela, I can't believe what you just did either. Wait a minute. You just risked a $40 million account for me.
It was worth it.
Gee, Angela, I feel terrific. But Angela, the next time you want to spare me some humiliation, I mean, a word to the wise, you know, get your facts straight and think before you speak and try not to do it in a room full of naked men. Once again, we're at the last hole of the Masters. Miss Ellie is one putt away from golf immortality. A hush falls over the crowd. Hush!
Oh, so Tony, how was your game today?
Oh, it was good, Ange. It was good. I made a new friend, this guy Derek. He's a Jaguar mechanic.
Derek? Derek is not just a Jaguar mechanic. He is the best Jaguar mechanic. Tony, do you think that maybe you could talk to him?